Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood, and welcome to our world. Tonight, we have a jam-packed show for you that you're just not even going to believe. Let's start off with the party of the GOP has lost its ever-loving mind and proved there is no leadership in that party that has any honor or any honesty in their bones. By them getting rid of the most honest person they had in their party, I think they're going to regret it because they just unleashed the dragon. Also, the daycare is open again back at the White House and at Congress and at the Capitol as the bully and racist Congresswoman, and I use that term loosely, Marjorie Taylor Greene, which is Donald Trump in a dress, actually chases a Congresswoman AOC around the Capitol. How should AOC handle this? Also, alleged child trafficking, dating women that are under 17, and I don't understand it, and I'm not even going to try. Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump's new kiss-ass man, just can't seem to shut up. So we're going to discuss that later on tonight. Also, in entertainment news, Taylor Swift has done it again and making music history. So is that enough for you tonight? I hope so. Everybody sit back and relax and grab your favorite cocktail and let All You Need to Know Radio, your host, John Hollywood, and Almost Warwards with Warwards and None, take control for the next hour as All You Need to Know Radio, America's number one show around America and around the world, starts right now. I got you. I am so in love with this woman. I'm gay, but I do not care. She is so hot, unbelievably. If you do not know who DeLupa is, you must be living under a rock. She had the breakup song of last year called Don't Show Up, Don't Go Out. If you don't want to see me dancing with someone else because I've moved on from your sorry ass, then you should stay home. So with that, let's welcome the one, the only, Almost Warwards with Warwards and None. Welcome, Almost.
Hello, John. Thanks for the kind words. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Another beautiful day. I'm so glad that the bad weather at Dallas is broken. It is truly beautiful.
I know, but isn't it supposed to come back? It's supposed to get worse.
Yeah. I heard that it's going to rain next week, but it is what it is.
So real quick, I want to start off by, if you're watching us live on Instagram, I actually went and saw my good friend Ty Herndon in concert last night. Unbelievable. He sang songs by Bonnie Raitt. He sang Walking in Memphis, things that are not songs he normally does. And it was unbelievable, as good as his voice sounds. So I'm wearing a Patriot shirt from the show. And if you actually go and you sign up for Patriot with Ty Herndon, then you might get your own free T-shirt. But he did tell me to say hello. And will be coming back to Texas pretty soon, which will be pretty cool. Did you say something?
No.
But, oh, I thought you were saying you're excited to see him.
No, well, I am excited to see Ty. I couldn't. I had a previous obligation. I couldn't attend last night, but I would love to visit with him in person and talk to him about politics. You know, that's what I like to do.
Well, let me just warm you up to this. Ty hates politics. He can't do anything about it, so he would much rather focus on what he can change in the world. So, with that being said, let's talk about, I'm not even sure what to call them anymore, because I think the Republican Party, now I've joked about this, I think the back when you know who was whatever at this point.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I said that on that date, the Republican Party died. So with their actions in the last few days, I think I can pretty much say that the Republican Party is dead. Would you agree?
Well, it's an interesting thing because part of me, in short, I think the Republican Party is making a massive mistake. But I think calling them dead, the problem with that is they're still incredibly dangerous and have quite a lot of power. So it's not true that they're, for example, they just passed restrictive voting laws in several states, and including one cleared the House in Texas, is likely to be signed by Governor Abbott. So, you know, they are still working. The factism in the leadership of the Republican Party is centered around the question of whether or not there should be any accountability for the attempted coup on January 6th is incredibly telling about what their plan is, because one would assume, given the facts of the attempted coup on January 6th, the leadership of the party of the failed coup, an attempted failed coup, right? The leadership of the party would stand against the portions of the party like Donald Trump and some of his most vocal supporters that were trying to shift blame away from that coup and, you know, oh, it was BLM, oh, it was Antifa. They were just tourists. It wasn't so bad. That's, you would think that considering that coup failed, Donald Trump lost, they lost control of the Senate, that, and his popularity and polling is consistently poor, that they would make the strategic decision to stop supporting him. But they've apparently made the strategic decision, you know, McCarthy and Scalise and others in the leadership have made the strategic decision that actually we need to double down on the lie that the election was stolen and that the January 6th coup attempt was nothing more than a peaceful protest. That doubling down, I think, is a strategic mistake. But it is incredibly dangerous for the future of this country and our democracy if the GOP in its current form taking that policy position continue to take that policy position through the 22 midterms and the 24 presidential race. You know, if they win the 22 midterms and win the 24 presidential race with Trump or DeSantis or someone like that, Marjorie Taylor Greene as vice president, you better believe that we're never going to have free and fair elections again. It is the end of the experiment in liberal democracy that is America if a portion of the party is allowed to really take control of the reins of power again. Calling the GOP dead, I don't think they're dead. I think they're incredibly dangerous, and there is a schism.
See, I think that they're showing their party and their voters that they don't have a clue who they are. In fact, what I've heard, a friend of mine in D.C., the people who actually fund the Republicans have sent a letter to all the people that are actually in charge. And we don't have to go through all of them because they're all a bunch of cowards. But the thing is they've told them, get your act together or we'll replace you ourselves. Now, I don't know if that's a possibility. I don't know if that's a possibility or not. Copperhead, one second. He's going to join us too also almost. But the thing is that I don't understand this guy, and we'll say his name, Trump. Throw up in my mouth. The thing is that he lost them the White House. He lost them the Senate. He lost them
the popular House.
And now, but when he was president and he could threaten everybody, he had access to over 500 million people, which he will never have access to again. So all of his threats and all the things that he says he's going to do, like, I don't know if you're aware of this almost, but he put out this big memo and blah with the MyPillow guy, and the MyPillow guy looks like he's on crack cocaine on Jimmy Kimmel. I kid you not. And the thing is
I actually saw that.
It was painful to watch. Didn't you
it
think
was.
So?
It was very awkward, and he's I mean, the guy's a lunatic. I'm sure, you know, congratulations on making money selling pillows, but he went
not
and vetted
so much.
He's delusional.
And that's why he supports them, is because he vetted them, and he definitely looked to their past. And that was my favorite part. You vetted a guy who's gone bankrupt so many times, and you want to go into business with him. Okay.
And then you call your online servers are basically a blog. Frank, what a racist. Let's not even say it's racist. Let's just say it does not appeal to the mass majority of the community. And so far, what I'm hearing is over 80% of Donald Trump's followers are not following him on his blog that he said was going to take over Twitter and be bigger than Facebook. And, you know, all the grandioso bullshit, excuse me, I don't want to cuss. I'll tell you why later almost. But the thing is that someone's got to wake up here, because this is all being done on a big lie by a big fat orange man that is just a sore loser. And we have people like Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell. Someone cut their balls off in the middle of the night because they're no longer men. I mean, I don't get it.
Talk about how history repeats itself. And almost, you can back me up on this. You know a little bit more about history than I do. But we're literally in a second generation of McCarthyism. And during the Red Scare, during the Communist Scare from before, it was McCarthy who went through and pointed at people like Lucille Ball in Hollywood and pro athletes and pro celebrities and other politicians, and anyone he did not like, he labeled them a communist. They were brought before Congress and blackballed by anyone in society and therefore ruined anyone that got in his way, anyone. And that's exactly what we're doing now. McCarthyism is back in full swing. They point at somebody who doesn't do rank and file, somebody who disagrees with what whitewash or fake story that they're coming up with, and they're removed from office. The only challenge that we have with all of this is we can't just blow away a second party and say, okay, we're a one-party system, and that's how it's going to be, because then we're an authoritarian. When you get one person up there for election, there's nobody to compete against them, no ideas to stretch. The whole point of our system working is that we have a conservative and a liberal section that balance and check each other and keep us on the American dream. That's how we keep those guards up, if you will, so that we just don't go and bone somebody else's alley pretty much. But without having that dual system, we're not challenged.
Well, I like your analysis, and I have a few different ways to respond to it. First of all, I think that the comparison of the purge of the Republican Party to the McCarthyism and Red Scare of the 60s is apropos and appropriate. I think you're absolutely right that, you know, kicking Liz Cheney out of her leadership. Right. Kicking Liz Cheney out of her leadership post. And I disagree with Liz Cheney on almost every aspect of policy, on, you know, war and taxes and that kind of thing. I completely disagree with her. But she is 100% correct that what happened on January 6th was an attempted coup or an insurrection, and there needs to be somebody held to account for that. And
hey, guys.
So,
Hey, guys. Let's listen to what Liz Cheney said. Here we go.
Sure.
Today, we face a threat America has never seen before. A former president who provoked a violent attack on this Capitol in an effort to steal the election has resumed his aggressive effort to convince Americans that the election was stolen from him. He risks inciting further violence. Millions of Americans have been misled by the former president. They have heard only his words, but not the truth, as he continues to undermine our democratic process, sowing seeds of doubt about whether democracy really works at all. I am a conservative Republican, and the most conservative of conservative principles is reverence for the rule of law. The Electoral College has voted. More than 60 state and federal courts, including multiple judges the former president appointed, have rejected his claims. The Trump Department of Justice investigated the former president's claims of widespread fraud and found no evidence to support them. The election is over. That is the rule of law. That is our constitutional process. Those who refuse to accept the rulings of our courts are at war with the Constitution. Our duty is clear. Every one of us who has sworn the oath must act to prevent the unraveling of our democracy. This is not about policy. This is not about partisanship. This is about our duty as Americans. Remaining silent and ignoring the lie emboldens the liar. I will not participate in that. I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy.
Do we get a standing ovation on that one?
So that's exactly what I was saying prior to the break, is it's not about policy. It's about the Constitution and the rule of law, and I completely agree with everything she said, even though I disagree with almost every one of her policy positions.
And to break it down, we've had the executive, legislative, and judicial branches. There's three branches that check and balance each other. That's how our system is set up, and it's never been intended that the executive branch declares war on the legislative branch, especially when
or the courts.
Number two, number three, and number four of the powers that precede the president are all in the same building. He sent his branch into war, his followers into war, to put up hangman's noose, to attack police officers, and to incite a riot. And then he's just going to pretend that it didn't happen and that they were just there singing Kumbaya.
Referring to – I want to go back to what Copperhead was talking about with the reference to McCarthyism and the purges that happened in the 60s. And I want to actually go back to the 1930s in post-Weimar Republic Germany with there's something called the Beer Hall Putsch, which is Hitler attempted a coup where he would beer hall workers overrun the Bundestag, overrun the basically the German parliament, to install himself as an authoritarian. And he was actually arrested, and jailed. Hitler, most people don't know this, before Hitler rose to power in the 1930s, there was an unsuccessful coup that he attempted to lead, and he was investigated, he was arrested, and he was jailed. He was subsequently released, and then he had a second coup which was successful in the late 1930s and led to his installation as the Führer, as the supreme leader of Germany. And so, going
history
back to my point,
itself.
Kind of, exactly, history repeats itself. The way that we guard against Trump and the anti-democratic forces in the GOP, the way we guard against them is by light and transparency. We need a 9/11 style commission. So that, or
well, and you notice too
what happened.
Since day one, when Trump took office, the press was the enemy. News was the enemy. Mm-hmm. Information was the enemy.
Right.
Listen only to me. I'm the only voice that sort of reason. If he would preach that every single conference, every single time he had an outlet. And to this day, it's always been, listen to me. I'm the voice of reason. They are all lying. It's all fake news. And that's the exact same way that Hitler, that McCarthy, and others have tried to take over their forms of government to put themselves in power. And that's scary. If that doesn't give a chill down everyone's spine who believes in democracy, this is it here, kids. We need to stop it.
Hey, guys, that music means we need to take a break, and we'll be right back. So everybody stay right where you are because we're having a great conversation, especially about what you just talked about in the 30s almost. I didn't even know that. I mean, there's so many.
Look it up, Beer Hall Punch. It's really interesting.
I definitely will do that. But everybody remember what we're talking about. Our show tonight is brought to you by American Wealth Group USA. If you need to end your debt permanently, give them a call at 469-399-6390. And also, make sure that you follow All You Need to Know Radio. We are about to hit 300,000 people on Instagram alone. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Snapchat, everywhere. And make sure you're telling your friends about us, because if you're not listening to All You Need to Know Radio, you are not in the know. You are listening to America and around the world's number one show. Thanks to you, we are so proud. I'm sitting here looking at the Instagram just blowing up. We've got some good things coming for you. Just don't give up on us. And also, if you have any stories for us and you would like us to try to help you with this, email us at allyouneedtoknowradio@gmail.com. In the subject matter, put Copperhead. With that, don't go anywhere. On the other side, we're going to keep talking about the crazy, almost not there anymore, Republican Party. All right, here we go.
We make it so you can take it on any adventure, but only you can create the memories. We've made it the longest lasting, but only you can make it family. And that's why, for 80 years, we don't make cheap. You do.
Right now, get $3,750 combined cash allowance plus $750 bonus cash on 2020 Jeep Cherokee models.
It's with you, but before we sign, I gotta ask.
Sure, anything.
We searched you online, and maybe you can explain this.
Can't believe that garbage is still coming in. That is so false.
Frustrated with your online search results? Call Reputation Defender today to join tens of thousands who've improved their online reputation. Get your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 1-877-866-8555.
Welcome back to In America and Around the World to the number one show, All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood. We are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio, and right now we are on live on Instagram. And it's just amazing, guys. Everything keeps coming. We were notified by iHeartRadio that we're one of the top podcasts. So you can basically hear, if you miss any of our shows, you can hear them on Spotify, Google Play, anywhere that you hear your popular podcast, you're going to hear All You Need to Know Radio. And tonight's show, once again, is brought to you exclusively by American Wealth Group USA. Make sure, if you are having trouble with debt, make sure that you give them a call, guys. They're one of the best, or they would not be sponsoring our show. 469-399-6390. That is 469-399-6390. Anybody who calls tonight, make sure you say the word radio, and you get 50% off their outstanding debt settlement services. Now, let's return to our show with Almost Wars with Roller Jordan and our special investigator reporter, Copperhead. We are talking about how the Republicans removed third in line, Liz Cheney. Keep in mind, Liz Cheney is actually the daughter of the former vice president of the United States. And I was talking to Copperhead earlier today, and I was saying, you know what? If it were me and I were the former vice president of the United States, I would pick up the phone and tell Donald Trump to lay off my daughter, or I will kick your butt. That simple. So let's get back to the show. What do you think about that, Almost? Do you think that Dick Cheney should pick the phone up and make that call?
I have a feeling that Donald Trump wouldn't listen to him, but I
imagine that,
you know, I think that Dick Cheney might. I mean, it certainly would make sense for him to support his daughter. Big picture, I think, right, exactly, stand up for her. But I think big picture, the real issue is that the new litmus test for whether or not you're part of the Republican Party is whether or not you will, you know, perjure yourself. It's not perjury, because it's whether you will lie.
It's whether or not you will kiss the ring of the fat Oompa
right.
Loompa from Willy Wonka. I'll say it if nobody
right.
else
and,
will.
And that is so problematic. As Copperhead was saying, our system of government, the way we have it set up, and it's very, very hard to change, is functions essentially as a two-party system. And if one of the two parties is just out to lunch, I mean, completely ignoring reality, it becomes almost impossible to have a reasonable government.
So we've talked about this briefly before on an old episode, but there have been mm-hmm. times in our history where we've been able to change parties, where we went from before Democratic
yep.
Republican, we had Whigs, we had, Democratic Republic was almost, Republicans were actually one party kind of thing, and then they split in half. So, like, what is it,
mm-hmm.
what big instances have taken over these 250-plus years for something like that severe to happen?
Well, I think that's an excellent question, and it's more of like a historical question than a political question.
Right, I know it's not law.
But I think that, yeah. But I think that from a historical perspective, it is things like an insurrection or a civil war or the 1920s Great Depression that has caused schisms and splits in political parties in America. So it's not a crazy thing that potentially the Republican Party, as it currently stands in 2021, could break up or partially break up because of this schism. But I'm afraid
we have our own diseases and everything, and that's a lot of things that have instigated some of this in the past.
Right, but then the issue becomes the world has become so much more interconnected and complex, and since even the most recent time that we had a split in parties, and because of that, certain things like the Commission on Presidential Debates has private contracts with the both the Democratic and the Republican Party, and it might be really, really challenging for a viable third party to appear on the scene. I mean, the Democrats and the Republicans in some ways have colluded to make it incredibly hard for somebody like the Libertarians or the Greens to ever get a real seat at the table. And because of some of those structural issues, I'm not certain how a real schism would play out, but it is my estimation that despite people like Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney and Miles Taylor, who's a former Homeland Security official and quite an important guy in our government, you know, just because those people have backed away from Donald Trump and explicitly called out the lie and said we shouldn't be doing it, unfortunately, it appears that they're losing and there aren't enough of them to really make this change, and that we're just going to be in this situation where we have this Looney Tunes political party.
Almost. Who are you saying has actually called Donald Trump out? Because I can't think of any Republican that actually means anything.
Well, Liz Cheney, it means something. She's the number three.
Besides her. And look what and, well, and then, got her. She's gone.
Right.
You've
and
seen a lot
know,
of
she,
different
she,
spokespeople and representatives of the Republican Party go on national news syndication and be like, this is not my Republican Party. I still am Republican, but I do not recognize the party that I'm in. And they're actively calling for changes, even on their smaller platforms. And enough small platforms that come together.
Mm-hmm. And my point, Copperhead, is that it appears that those people are losing. And I agree that there's quite a few voices out there that are calling for the Republican Party to be more rational. But they appear to be losing to the irrational aspects of the Republican Party.
Let's talk a little bit about why that is.
Well, but hold on a second. Hold on a second, guys.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing that I heard before we went on the air is that Donald Trump and a lot of the Republicans are threatening to start another party. Could that really happen?
I think it's the other way around, sir. I think it's the other way around, And Kissinger, or whatever, the House Republican Kissinger, I may be mispronouncing that, and a few others, like that Miles Taylor guy, who is quite influential. I was telling, even though he's a former official, he's a kind of a big shot.
Not to mention former president.
Those people are talking about starting a different party, but I'm telling you, it appears to me that it's going to be ineffective. I may be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. For the sake of our country, I hope I'm wrong. But we have to deal with a hand of one dealt.
Let's just look at one thing. When Donald Trump had all this power and everybody was scared of him, and apparently these old guys that have lost their balls, they also have bad hearing because they still think that Donald Trump still has the same kind of power. And if you reach, you used to reach 500 million people, and now you reach maybe 130,000 people. I just don't think your message gets out there that much. And
but let's talk about.
I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. So but my gut feeling is that as time goes on, Donald Trump will become more and more irrelevant.
You're missing one of the big key players here, and it's called the dollar bill. And when you have companies who immediately pulled away from Republican and lawmakers that were in what they saw as part of the insurrection for the 6th, January 6th, and there's other companies that are now donating more, if not continue donating, to those same lawmakers. You have some major players who have gone through and started donating money. The cook industries alone, who have always been against anything that has to do with freedoms. Cigna, have Blue Skies, Toyota. Toyota pretty much said that our company comes first and that our people are secondary, in quotes that they've given out to the press. The National Association of Realtors.
So David, I want to understand what your allegation is. So I think it's an interesting allegation, but I want to set it forth in a very direct way. You're stating that corporations, continue to donate to the Republican Party because they
not
prefer.
Not just the Republican Party. But to the you were there. Yeah.
To the GOP
you need to be more. Hold on. Dave, Copperhead, you need to be more clear what you're saying because I'm even confused.
Let me give you an example. National Association of Realtors is a major political donor that spent $154.3 million on political donations lobbying in the 2019-2020 election cycles, and they have not backed down from any of their donations to the Republican Party, even though they said they were going to look at their donations and reevaluate them. They have not dropped a dollar.
So what your point is, your point is that the corporate masters who are saying in public relations statements, hey, this is unacceptable, we believe in democracy, they're not putting their money where their mouth is, and they actually prefer authoritarianism.
Exactly. That's what I'm seeing.
I'm going to respond to that.
I don't know if I agree with that. Go ahead.
Let me respond to that. I want to respond because I think it's an interesting point. And I don't think it's insane. I don't think you're completely off base, but I actually disagree. I think that the Republicans have for a long time it's about taxes and it's about wages and labor protections rather than anything to do with democracy and voting rights. I think that, you know, aside from whatever, some corporations have come out and said, you know, we're boycotting Georgia, we stand with voting rights, they shouldn't have done what they did in the Georgia, you know? But then they are still donating to the Republican Party. Why are they doing that? Because they don't really care about voting rights. They care about labor protections and tax law, and the Republicans still support labor law that is more favorable to the employer and tax law that is more favorable to the wealthy and corporations.
Right.
And so, of course, wealthy corporations are going to continue voting with their dollars for the only thing that really matters to them, which is more dollars. So.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
It's a great conversation, and we'll have it a little bit further. Let's move on a little real quick.
Okay.
So, with Marjorie Taylor Greene literally physically attacking, from what I'm hearing and what I'm reading, as I'm reading even more right now, what could AOC do to Marjorie Taylor Greene, and could it lead to her being removed from Congress?
That's a very good question, and my understanding is that the verbal assault, because I don't think she actually, like, punched her. It was a verbal assault, but it was a really nasty one where she, like, stalked her and screamed at her for supporting terrorism or something in the halls of Congress.
And it was right outside of her office and stuff.
But that's horrific behavior, and I think that there's a potential through the use of House ethics rules that she could be sanctioned via an ethics investigation, which I think I just read the headline but not the actual article, that Pelosi has already called for an ethics investigation into Green for that verbal assault. And what does such a sanction look like? I mean, it could be a monetary sanction where they, you know, pay her $10,000. It also could be something like a public censure. You know, you are hereby told, the House says that you're a bad, naughty girl publicly. There are more extreme measures.
She can be removed from certain committees and stuff, right? She can be like.
My understanding is she was already removed from her committee assignments.
She's already
following.
Already removed.
Mm-hmm.
So they
don't remove her from office, but was that a fair answer to your question?
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's move on because time is flying. So Matt Gaetz, let's talk about this piece of crap of a human being. And
can I do a little reporting about this, John?
I'm gonna throw the whole thing to you, but I'm going to set it up a little bit.
Sure,
I think
go.
Matt Gaetz thinks he's as powerful as Donald Trump, and I think if he follows in Donald Trump's footsteps, deny, I think he thinks it's going to go away. I think he's going to have a sad awakening based off of things that I literally just read off the internet of the guy that's getting ready to turn against him. But yes, you have the floor, Amos. Go ahead.
Thank you, because this is a topic that really, really interests me, because I think the guy's a scumbag and one of the most salacious stories to come out of D.C. in a while. I encourage both Copperhead and John and all of the listeners. There is a really interesting, I believe it's a Daily Beast long-form article that was written a couple of days ago describing in great detail the allegations against Gaetz and his co-conspirator, a Florida politician named Greenberg. Look, this is a PG-13 show, so I'm going to not go into too much salacious detail, but let's just say there's quite a lot of sex, drugs, and money involved. With, you know, transporting young girls across state lines for drug-fueled sex parties is basically what the allegation is. And what happened today, the big development that John may have been referring to in his open of this story, is that Greenberg, the Florida politician, has apparently turned state witness and signaled his intent in the federal court case against him. There's a federal criminal prosecution already against him, and this morning he signaled his intent to plead guilty. And you don't plead guilty to a federal case without having an agreement with the federal prosecutors, with the district attorney, and or the United States attorney. And it is speculative. We don't actually know, but there is a very high likelihood that Greenberg has been singing like a canary, and basically telling the FBI and the Justice Department all of the details with names and, you know, corroborating text messages and evidence and things like that. And I think Mr. Gaetz is quite likely to be indicted in the next, you know, maybe 2 or 3 months, maybe even sooner. And, you know, Duncan Hunter, who is the last congressman, Republican, by the way, who was indicted for insider trading and other shenanigans with his campaign funds, he resigned shortly after being indicted. So I wouldn't be surprised if Congressman Gaetz was no longer a congressman in the next 2 or 3 months as a result of this scandal. And I think it's going to be really, really interesting to see how he changes his story after such an indictment is entered, and whether or not he will plea or attempt to go to trial, going to trial against the Department of Justice when they've got a federal indictment against you. It's a stupid, stupid thing to do, and most people don't do it. So we'll see what happens, but I have a feeling that Gaetz is in a ton of trouble based on today's developments.
You know, one thing I've heard is that he may have a pardon in his back pocket from Trump.
You know, you actually mentioned that to me maybe 3 weeks ago on the show. There's no such thing as a secret pardon. You know, if Trump attempted to do some sort of secret pardon, it's clearly not constitutional. What that would do in the courts, I don't know. But it's an interesting thing to think about for sure.
Past that, the testimony of the new witnesses coming forward and bringing all this, he has a already proven history of being untrustworthy. Like, the stuff that he's already being accused of is fraudulent activity, of lying, and it becomes very suspicious about if he's making up testimony to get Gaetz to get his own self free, or if this is actually legitimate. It would have to be corroborated, right?
Yeah. So you make a good point where, you know, anytime there's a person turning state's witness, you have to be suspicious of the snitch because they have an incentive to give the government what they want to hear to, you know,
Especially reduce falsehoods.
Right. And so, you know, you make a good point, and I am clearly not privy to all of the actual evidence. I don't have it. So it's hard for me to tell the listeners a response to you about, you know, precisely how they corroborate that testimony. But it is my understanding, and, you know, I'm not a federal criminal legal expert. There are other people who that's all they do. It's not what I do. But my understanding, I know enough to understand that the FBI doesn't offer, or excuse me, the Department of Justice doesn't offer good deals for guilty pleas in exchange for lenience unless they have fully vetted the underlying evidence that would result in the guilty plea in exchange for lenience. I don't know if that was a long-winded way of saying. I think they've probably already checked it and it's legit.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it's still one of those things that will be the first thing the defense is going to throw under the bus, is trying to see his credibility, the witness's credibility.
Right, and the witness statements from some of the young women indicate that he was taking ecstasy, that Mr. Greenberg was taking MDMA on a regular basis. So that clearly affects his judgment. So who knows, I mean, how the criminal trial would look. But presumably, I mean, you know, it's been widely reported there's a bunch of Venmo receipts. So presumably you've got the evidence.
And if you are pleading guilty, like Amos was just saying, the feds don't normally trade down. So you must be trading a pretty big fish to be getting any kind of deal based off the fact, what I've heard, they have this guy dead to rights anyway. I mean,
I completely agree, John. I think that's good analysis, John. I do think we need to be careful. As Copperhead said, I do think you need to be careful to verify, you know, the state needs to be careful to verify the evidence prior to offering such a deal. But I'm pretty sure they did it in this one. You know, when you come after a congressman and you're the Department of Justice, you basically have one shot and you got to do it perfectly. So I assume that the, you know, Garland DOJ is really taking this as seriously and doing it as perfectly as they possibly can. But, you know,
You mean the DOJ can actually take a political figure and actually do justice and see whether they're guilty or not?
I have a feeling that's more of a sarcastic question than a real question, but yes, they can.
I'm just saying, it seems like night and day today. It's a brand new day, folks, a brand new day. The sun is shining.
Exactly. Hey, one more person that kind of fits this is the mayor of New York, the former president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, scum of the earth, in my opinion. And they FBI raided his home at 6 a.m. in the morning, which they never do, and his office. How likely is it for him to be indicted, and how quickly do you think that will happen?
That's a complicated, complicated question. And I have heard some tinkling in some unverified sources that Giuliani is going to flip. And if that happens, Trump is effed. But if Giuliani does not flip, I think he will be indicted.
If he flips, don't you think it will be the whole Trump clan? I mean, we're talking everybody, the daughters, the sons, the son-in-law.
That's what I'm saying. I've heard some inklings and rumors that that's going to happen. I don't know if it's unverified, okay? Nobody take that to the bank.
Okay.
But,
we're going to get really speculative really quick. It's never been done before. This is something that's never happened to us before as a nation. But what do you do with a president who would be, thrown into jail or house arrest? Or, how would that even – is there anything that would have any sort of outline for that?
You know, the honest truth is it would be a unique thing in the history of the American government and our system of government and rule of law. I mean, honestly, let's be really frank and sincere. He's not going to go to Gen Pop at Leavenworth. That's not what's going to happen.
Did you just say Frank? Did you just say Frank?
Yes, I did, but I was – Excuse me for it. but, you know, Mr. Trump is, as Citizen Trump, you know, indictee, arrestee, whatever, he's not going to gen pop in a normal federal facility. You know, if he does end up with some sort of real criminal punishment, it's likely to be uniquely tailored to who he is and his situation, and it will probably have very little precedential value for, you know, future criminal issues. It's just going to be what we end up doing with whatever charges get brought and stick. You know what I mean?
But what would,
I mean, yes, sir. So, hey, Almost, I know we've kept you for a long time. Let me have you, me give you your 2-minute warning. Thank you so, so much.
Absolutely.
You're so amazing. And tell your other half. I said hello and give her a big hug, and here you go.
I will. Thank you. So one thing that we've talked about quite a bit is the rule of law on this show. This evening we've talked about justice for, you know, Giuliani, Trump, Gates, Capitol protester, Capitol rioters, and, you know, a variety of other people, and it all comes down to justice and the rule of law. Well, one of the biggest issues is that the GOP are trying to make it almost extremely challenging to vote in certain areas. What we haven't talked about today is the most important issue in our country is voting rights. If you are a liberal or a Democrat, an independent or a Republican too, call your congressman, call your senators. We need to pass H.R. 1. We need to have federal standards for voting to prevent states like Georgia, Texas, and Arizona from running roughshod over our electoral systems and having a true stolen election in 2022 or 2024. That is the most important issue in our country. Thank you so much for the time this afternoon and the platform. I will talk to you guys next week.
All right, guys. So that was our amazing constitutional lawyer with Wolverine Nunn. When you say Copperhead, I mean he just opens everything up, and you're just like, wow.
I'm always impressed when I talk to him. I know a lot about what's going on, and he always just clarifies things. What I love is how he explains it. It's simple, straightforward, and it's digestible. If you guys have any questions for us, though, feel free to reach out to us. We clarify as stuff as we can on the blog. We're going to be kind of streamlining that, so it'll be even easier to get a hold of us and get some answers out there. The biggest struggle, I think, and he's right on it, is it's amazing to me that you have a nation that is set up with voting rights, and that is the foundation, our freedom to vote, our freedom to put representatives in place so that they can take care of us and that we can take care of them. But it's amazing to me how recently, how much gerrymandering, how much voter suppression, how much closure there is on the ability to vote for individuals, and how certain people are marginalized and intimidated so they don't want to vote. And that, if that doesn't speak to the powers of the people, if that doesn't speak to the party's motivation and why they want that, why would a party not want you to vote if they're about democracy?
That's right, Copperhead, and thank you so much for bringing that to everybody's attention. That music right there means we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about our entertainment watch, and it's about the princess of pop herself, Britney Spears. She has a new, a new tune in her step, and you know how everybody's been giving Britney a hard time about being able to dance, and she doesn't sing, and blah, 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 blah. Well, Britney Spears is dancing her ass off, and we're going to tell you why when we come back. This is somebody she dated, Justin Timberlake, with the group NSYNC. Incredibly entertaining group. Definitely should get their music. We'll be right back, guys. Please don't go anywhere, as All You Need to Know Radio is brought to you by American Wealth Group USA. And if you have any questions about anything, remember you can email us at allyouneedtoknowradio@gmail.com, and we will respond to you, okay? So with that, do not go anywhere. We will be right
back.
For people living with HIV, keep being you and ask your doctor about Biktarvy. Biktarvy is a complete one-pill, once-a-day treatment used for HIV in certain adults. It's not a cure, but with one small pill, Biktarvy fights HIV to help you get to and stay undetectable. That's when the amount of virus is so low, it cannot be measured by a lab test. Research shows people who take HIV treatment every day and get to and stay undetectable can no longer transmit HIV through sex. Serious side effects can occur, including kidney problems and kidney failure. Rare, life-threatening side effects include a buildup of lactic acid and liver problems. Do not take Biktarvy if you take dofetilide or rifampin. Tell your doctor about all the medicines and supplements you take, if you are pregnant or breastfeeding, or if you have kidney or liver problems, including hepatitis. If you have hepatitis B, do not stop taking Biktarvy without talking to your doctor. Common side effects were diarrhea, nausea, and headache. If you're living with HIV, keep loving who you are and ask your doctor if Biktarvy is right for you.
Yourself.
Welcome back to the mirror.
And know you're not alone. Because this...
Come on, Jesse, one more.
...is a reflection of an unstoppable community. In the mirror.
What's up, America?
And here is the one and only Princess of Pop, undisputed Britney Spears. Take a listen. So Britney Spears has been under a conservatorship, and we've talked about that in great detail. And if you'd like to know about that, go back to our show about 3 weeks ago. And if you look at the tags in our show, you'll be able to see what we talk about during those shows. But she's been in a conservatorship for, I believe, over 21 years. And where her dad has just milked her for about $750,000 every quarter, and it goes up, up, up. And Britney Spears has finally reached out to her attorneys personally, and she has said that she wants to talk to the judge herself. She does not want to do it through her attorneys. She does not want to do it through her parents. She is a grown woman. And she wants to do it on her own. What do you think about that, Copperhead? You know about Britney.
I mean, it's her responsibility. It's her career. She used to be involved in every aspect of her business, from the choreography to the staging to who was hired for it, who traveled with her. And she had a lot of support that way. And she was able to balance all of that and make herself the legend that she is. Her first video was her choreography and her friends from school who made Hit Me Baby One More Time happen. So by herself, she's a force to be reckoned with. And she knew every part of where her money was going, what her business was doing, how her people were. And it wasn't until she had kids and the stress of divorce and the spotlight constantly on her and digging into her that she ended up kind of losing a little bit of sight of where she wanted to be. Now she's had a chance to kind of back out. She's accepted who she is. She accepts the limelight that she was completely hiding from before, and she's wanting to use her platforms to do what she loves, which is performing, which is entertaining, but she doesn't want to do it with a yoke around her neck of people who don't appreciate her. And the way her father has been treating her and the way that governorship was written, she is not allowed to do what she wants to do. She's not allowed to have the creative outlets that she wants to have, and she's definitely not allowed to say what she wants to say. So for her to be able to go to the judge and take responsibility for this and make her voice heard, save Britney. I'm all for this.
That's right. You know, there is a thing going, hashtag Free Britney, and it's on Hulu called Framing Britney Spears. Highly, highly recommend that you watch it. Also, Britney Spears is involved herself with Netflix and BBC to actually be really involved in what they're going to put out about her. And she's going to be giving some, you know, she's actually, what's been kind of interesting about all of this is that a lot of journalists have come under fire from people by the way they treated her just because, you know, she's a mega superstar. So with that being said, we wish Britney Spears all the luck in the world. Of course, we will try to get Britney on our show just as soon as we can.
We're
I've actually met her.
She's doing new.
Absolutely. I've actually met her, and she's a down-to-earth person. And she, if you just go to her Instagram, just go to her Instagram if you want to smile, because she is in a different place. And with that, we're going to do our song pick of the week. And our song pick of the week is, this week is kind of special. It's by, if you are watching us live on Instagram, Ty Herndon has a new fan club that it's only $10 a month, guys, and you get the most incredible things. Patreon, and I'm a member. Several people I know is a member, and it's just incredible. But yesterday marks the day that his very first song, What Mattered Most, went number one in 1995. So we're going to make that song our song pick of the week. And this version is new. It's dangerous, and it's honest, and it's in your face. Here is country music star Ty Herndon, 17 charted hits, 7 number one hits. And it's just going to get better. Here we go.
Hey, guys. Ty Herndon here. You know, this song's always been very special to me. 25 years ago, I walked in the studio and recorded the song. And now I'm about to sing it for you the way I wish I could have sang it for you then.
I thought I knew the boy so well. If he was sad, I could not tell. I missed the point, and I missed the signs. If he's gone, the fault is mine. And I know,
all right, guys, so that is country music star Ty Herndon. Make sure that you go and join his new fan club, Patreon. We'll put a link on this post. And go to Ty Herndon, official Ty Herndon. He's on all social media. And real quick, we're going to let Copperhead say goodbye to everybody in America and around the world. And we'll close the show out. Go ahead, Copperhead.
So I think our show's pretty much wrapped itself up. We've talked about history and how it repeats itself. We've talked about you as a voter, how you can make yourself a known and aware and make sure that you support honest and integrity of our leadership and making sure that we don't repeat the same mistakes and the same horrors that have happened from McCarthyism to Nazism and how to keep those at bay. I think it's really, really important that you take notice of the information you're getting, where you're getting it from, how you're getting it, and if it's verified or if it's just fantasized. Either way, you need to keep yourself as informed as possible so that when it comes time to vote for your D's or your R's or your I's or your green, that you're able to make that conscious decision. Also, we're going to put a link into that news article that I read to you guys earlier about where businesses are still donating money to politicians who are being completely false about what happened on the 6th and how dangerous that can be. So if you want to put your pocketbooks up to work and keep away from those businesses and start supporting businesses that have done that change and have removed their political dollars from these lies, then please, by all means, we support honesty and integrity here at the show. We hope you guys do the same.
Thank you so much, Copperhead. We greatly appreciate it. And guys, we have run out of time. And I'm John Hollywood, your host. We are heard every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And as always, at this time, I ask you to get up and look in the mirror and ask yourself, what have you done today to make yourself feel proud?
You know, the world's a hard place right now, and a lot of people are struggling. You know, we've got people that are on unemployment, and the government wants to pull their unemployment just because they're a bunch of hateful people that have never had to live the way that we are living right now. Our country is just now starting to get back to the way it was. Please get vaccinated. Please don't listen to any of the other crap that is going around. Get vaccinated, okay? With that, keep preaching for the stars, because that's where it all begins. Never let anyone tell you who to love, or how to make your dreams come true. You forge your own path, or you could find yourself in a place you don't want to be. And with that, we would like to thank Copperhead for being on our show tonight. And, of course, my sidekick, Almost Warwards with Warwards and None. And until next week, good night from All You Need to Know Radio Studios in Dallas, Texas. Take care of each other. Still so many.